Oh, there we go. It is a live Imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland.
Nothing like this.
It's time for a giant crosstalk, just like we did last Tuesday. Apparently, John Ireland says, let's get rid of Game of Games. I think that's a good idea.
Yes.
You hear that theme song, the one and only, the number one overall pick, LA's native son, the Super Bowl champion.
The man of Troy.
And he hosts our morning show, 6 to 10 a.m. Keyshawn Johnson is now in the studio.
Key!
Hey, welcome back, Keyshawn. How
good
are
job,
you?
Good job, Key.
Great, great.
Key, we miss you.
Yes, Key, you're great.
Hi, Key. Hi, Key. I'm Cap.
Hold on, Cap. There's the Jurassic Park.
Yeah, there it is. Now we've come full circle.
I still don't understand
down,
what that means.
Settle down.
Now, there was... Is there something between you and Key,
no.
Cap?
No, there's nothing between Key and I. It's just that when I saw Key at the Hollywood Park Casino...
Yep. Here we go.
I said, hey, Keyshawn. And he snapped at me and he said, hey, it's Key. I said, all right, you got it, man. You got it.
All right. John, don't listen to this. All lies.
All lies.
And then after that event, he went on the air Monday ripping me, saying, oh, I follow around Keyshawn like a little puppy dog. Everywhere.
I mean, you do that.
Well, I mean, I think we can all agree that you do follow Keyshawn around like a
Morales
puppy dog.
Morales helps me out. He makes sure.
But here's the thing. If I'm going to align myself
with
somebody.
Major, right. He set the reservations for your kid's party or something like that.
Did he explain that?
How did that party go?
Yeah, how did your kid's birthday party, Chris ran.
Well, I was shocked to see him standing outside a Yard House, you know, because we had a choice between Katsuya, which I didn't want to spring for the chips or Yard House. Yeah. Because think about it. These kids are going in there wasting money because they're not going to waste money.
How old are they, Key?
They were 10 years old.
Oh, you're not having sashimi for those kids. Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Yeah,
I would probably say there was 16 kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I would say 93% of them probably eat sushi once a week.
Oh, yeah. Really?
And very high end. This is very high end.
These are some rich kids.
This is Calabasas.
These are bougie kids.
Hold on. To a whole nother level, rich kids.
Yeah. Now, are these the type of kids that when they go to the bank, they also get the yellow card or whatever it was that you got when you go to the bank?
They probably have people to go to the bank for this.
Oh, yeah. I see. Wow. Yeah.
Seriously.
You go yourself.
Wow.
Yeah. I am having this exact same problem at this exact same moment with my daughter about next weekend in Coachella. All of her rich friends are like, yo, where's your $1,100 for the hotel? And she's like, yo, I'm working two jobs here. My parents aren't hooking me up like this because I'm super cheap.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
that's just really what it comes down to.
You're not cheaper than Travis Rogers.
Because of Chris and Good Karma at ESPN 710 here in L.A., they comped me the box for my key.
Oh, that's nice.
It was a cup.
Yeah.
So
very nice.
I saved money on that part, and Yard House wasn't overly expensive.
Right.
You know, so I was.
But Chris made all the reservations, basically.
He made all the reservations, and he made sure.
He's your new Dottie.
New Dottie,
oh,
yes.
Dottie.
I tried to call Dottie the other day, and they said she wasn't in, and I didn't know if she expired or not. I hadn't talked to her in a while.
Dottie was the old travel agent.
Yes. She was my travel agent, Dottie.
Yeah.
Do you make
your own stuff now, or does Morales do all of it?
No, I still do pretty much my own stuff.
ESPN Travel does a lot of it. I had to get on the phone with ESPN Travel to take care of the hotel tonight, though.
Are you serious?
I just got an email, Keith. Your Dodger tickets are ready for Friday night, too.
Okay,
so that's
good.
Now if I ask you...
No.
Wait a second.
No.
Hold on.
You have no shot. Maybe me a little bit because we've become the new BFF.
Yeah, Sinatra and I are BFFs.
But can I just ask for a small favor?
I've now taken over that role.
But asking for a small favor, though, is out
what
of
is
line.
The
is that beyond the scope of the relationship?
I met you for brunch on a Saturday.
I know.
Yeah, what is the favor? What's the fancy thing
you're
asking for?
No, it's not so fancy. It's just that when we go to the Mandy's, would it be out of line to ask for you to please arrange a block of rooms, perhaps, for those of us who would like to have the post party?
Well, we're working on it, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
But stop inviting women that I don't necessarily need at the Mandy Awards to be my date. I don't need it. So, Key, here's the thing. I was down in San Diego for a friend of mine's, her friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lady friend.
Yes.
Here's the thing about having one wedding. Yeah, I told you this. You want to make sure the other lady friends don't think that one lady friend is the taken one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
But then Cap's girlfriend, who I think he should break up with, Rachel.
No, we like Rachel.
Lisa, who I was with, about the Mandy Awards, and that she should come.
Is that your girlfriend, Lisa?
No, it's not my girlfriend.
I think it's who he's talking about, though.
You're not inviting. You didn't want to invite. Got
it. Cap is really killing my game here. You know what I mean?
Well, he should tell his girlfriend that,
Well, she runs him.
Oh, she runs. Yeah, she runs
yeah I don't
him.
Tell her that.
Oh, she no, runs
no.
him.
She's
not only
you
the
can't
girl.
Say mind your own business.
No. Oh, you crazy?
Stay out of it.
No. Get out of
no.
here.
No.
Come
no.
on. What the hell's wrong with
no.
you? Listen, not only is she the girlfriend.
Uh huh.
Even worse, she's the accountant.
Oh. Eesh. Look at Key's face.
Yeah, not the girlfriend, the accountant. No.
She's the girlfriend and the accountant.
I know. You can't have that.
Right?
No, you can't have that, Cap. Who set that up?
Well,
I mean, clearly he did.
Right, but wait a second. When we got together, she wasn't the accountant, and I didn't know she was the accountant.
She just took
but
charge.
But now that you know she's the accountant, oh, she takes you let charge. Her be the accountant, you're the fool.
Yeah,
you are the
but,
fool.
On
I
the
think
other hand,
the smarter words were never spoken.
On the other hand, she's a brilliant, ass-kicking, working 24/7 kind of accountant
nice.
Who you want on your side. So I don't know, maybe I would be the fool if I didn't. Have her as the accountant.
Let's let Ireland weigh in on this. Ireland, what do you make of the business and you know personal relationship mixture there he's got going on
with Cap?
Yeah,
Cap and Rachel.
Yeah, I'm the opposite of Morales. I think he should keep Rachel.
Oh,
I think he's lucky. If he loses Rachel, he just he turns into a blubbering idiot. Don't you, Cap?
I mean, she has fixed my life pretty much in the last
yeah.
3 years. You
I mean,
know,
Cap's a good looking guy. He's a legend in San Diego, where Lee Hacksaw Hamilton won. You know Lee Hacksaw Hamilton.
Yes. Yeah.
Lee Hacksaw Hamilton.
You tell me, Cardiff by the sea.
Where are my inland North County callers?
What is it? El Cajon to La Jolla down to
the ladies line
to
is
Canadian
open.
The Canadian Rockies.
Rancho Penasquitos, hello.
Nothing gets everyone excited like a hacksaw mention.
I found some old hacksaw on my phone. Don't ask me why it's on my phone.
Yeah.
Where he did this thing where he went after the writer, the local media writer. You know,
Fritz Quint?
No, this was... Fritz
Quint was a rich... He trashed me so bad, this guy named Fritz Quint, when I was on down there.
This guy's name was Jay Posner. And he's like,
oh, I remember Jay.
How dare you attack me, my credibility, and my content and style? You're trying to embarrass me. And he goes, what are you? You were on the Chargers beat, you were taken off. You were on the UCLA football beat, you were taken off. You were on horse racing, you were taken off. What are you now? You're a desk man. What is that? what is that? You take out the trash and you write a column a week. I built a sports talk empire.
Like, empire?
And I have sounds like a Glengarry Glenn Ross speech.
Right, I swear to you, I have it on my phone. I've listened to it like 100 times since I found it. It's hilarious.
Wow.
I
old
love
school.
Hacksaw, man.
That's what's he it? Doing now?
Probably.
Oh, we've got one extra seat in this.
Well, I told Chris that we should try to hire him, and we could, you know, if we expand the local lineup.
Yes.
You know, maybe we could put Clinton on with like Travis, and we put Sleesaw. Alan Sliwa and the song.
Nothing but sports.
Hacksaw's headline.
Although, yeah. I got to be honest. I know this last Tuesday is where this all started with Sliwa and Ireland. And we aired it out, Ireland telling his lies. Not lies, but just being the gossip.
I thought, listen.
He spoke his truth.
I listened to it while I was traveling, and I thought John absolutely nailed it.
But you're talking about the trial. It all started on...
Last Tuesday, a week ago at this time,
is where it really broke out when we did the 40-minute crosstalk.
Right. Yeah.
Think about how much Sliwa is now doing bits. I mean, him and Mace today sat next to each other during Live Imaging Tuesday.
Yeah. Yep.
Sliwa was like throwing it right at Mace.
So we house broke him, is what you're saying?
I think we did.
Yeah.
After we went at it today, he said, let's go out and grab a beer.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, Sliwa's in the club.
Yes.
Hey, am I the only one here who went to Keyshawn's old restaurant, Rain? Did any of the other guys ever go there?
No.
Key, is there
maybe
any
Mace?
Chance that that
oh,
thing...
Oh, I was there, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
probably,
that was good.
Yeah,
was
Key,
good.
Is there any chance that that thing could be brought back? It was a soul food restaurant in Beverly Hills. Key, I think you told me once you did it as a real estate deal, but the food was great. Can we get that back, or can you not make money doing that anymore?
No, I'll pass.
Yeah, I was afraid of that.
I like making money doing this.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what people say to me. They say, are you going to go back to owning movie theaters? I'm like, yeah, no. No, those days are over. Yeah. Just do this.
I'm good. I'm good.
Kaplan, you've got your stuff. He's got a million things.
Yeah, I got too much going on.
I'm good sitting right next to Sedano, across from Cap and Mace.
There you
looking
go.
At Chris every day. I'm good.
Yeah. I miss the days when we looked at each other every day and you called
me
fat.
Oh, God. He definitely misses you. I don't think
called you fat?
He really does.
He used to call me fat boy. I was eating Nutrisystem omelets in the morning, losing weight, and he would be like, why are you eating that, fat boy? Every morning.
That's omelet? That doesn't even sound
he's on a bacon diet. Like,
well,
I mean,
he remembers
does that
the
even
bacon
make
diet.
Sense?
Well, I'm not on it currently, but I got to get back on it. Bacon and coffee. That's all you need in life. Yeah.
coffee's for old people.
And teachers.
And that's teachers.
It. Yes.
Old people and teachers. Teachers posted grades.
Drink coffee?
He no, said he doesn't drink coffee. He says
oh, you don't
for
drink
people.
Coffee. Oh.
It's for
and
old
for teachers.
People and teachers.
No, no. Oh, I drink coffee. I chug
you're
a coffee.
I mean, you're
every
old.
Day.
There's
I'm
that.
Not old. Yeah. I chug a coffee every day.
Yeah.
I chug one of these.
What is that, though?
Black that's coffee. Like, this is like tea.
Well, that's like
something.
Tea or something.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I need the charge, man. I need the charge.
Oh, my God. Mason was trying to go decaffeinated for like a week.
Oh, that was rough.
And it's
so sleepy.
It sounded like
so
he was delirious.
Sleepy.
It was hilarious.
Gotta have coffee to stay up?
Gotta have coffee to get wild. You know, to do this, you got to be alert, man. You got to go. You got to be
crazy.
In go mode.
Okay.
It's his perico. Yeah.
But what's the age where you're old, where you have coffee? Because you must have a threshold.
Yeah, what's the age where you start coffee?
Where would you start coffee to age?
Well,
I would probably say 40.
40. Okay, 40. So after 40, no coffee.
Yeah, but you don't have to act old.
No, pre 40, no coffee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
40 and over 40. Is coffee.
But people that act old,
yeah,
they become old.
Yeah,
oh, no, that's true. Act old.
Yeah, do you? No, I don't act old, do I?
No, I mean, you're wearing a hoodie.
Yeah, it's true. I'm wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
My mom turns 80 this year. She's just gone. She works every day at the school.
Your mom
she does all that
act
stuff.
Old,
no, she does
exactly.
not act old.
But
right.
Is she a teacher? Does she drink coffee?
No, she does drink coffee, but she's the office.
But you know what? You know how I know that I'm super young and cool?
How?
I say words like lit. Which, by the way, I heard Keyshawn say in the promo that today's show is going to be Lit AF.
But you know why, right?
Imaging Tuesday.
It's an acronym.
Lit.
Yeah. Lit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Live Imaging Tuesday.
But it also
OGFR.
It needs to roll off your tongue a certain way. You can't just be like, oh, I say lit. That
is,
sound right.
It is
exactly
it
what
is,
we say.
It is really lit.
Yes.
Yeah, it is really lit.
No, you know
really
what it is with lit. Cap? He's got a bunch of like teenage children.
Yes.
Yeah, and then he hears them say, and he tries to repeat it. Is
right.
What he
does. That's fire.
That's right.
100.
That's fire. That's like hunted.
No, see, come on, man. Stop. you killing it now. God.
So then my daughter, I go, hey, how's that pizza? She said, it's bussy. I went, what's that
oh,
mean?
Oh, my God, my kids say that, too.
Bussy.
Like bussy.
Bussy.
What is bussy?
Bussy.
It's bussin. It's bussin.
Bussin or something. Oh,
bussin. No. It's been abbreviated, though, now.
My kids
to bussy. Bussy.
It's supposed to be, like, good or whatever. Right. I'm like, what the hell are y'all talking about?
So I use that sort of language so that it makes me sound younger and cooler, so I'm not drinking coffee.
Right.
So that Mountain Dew is bussy?
Well, no. So here's what happened.
Damn right.
Yeah. Our new owners here, the Good Karma Brands, they're not big on the vending machines that we had, meaning the ones that Key used to get pork rinds out of every morning.
Oh, pork rinds are so good.
So they had to empty those vending machines, so there's just a bunch of soft drinks.
So what do you mean they're not big on it?
They're not big on vending machines that you can get bad food from. So we'll have some healthy vending machines coming in with some sparkling water.
Some
water,
vegans.
Soda.
I
for
thought
you,
what
Keith.
You were saying was that they
vegans
weren't machines.
Still get peanut butter
why do people
cups?
Have to buy
I still
stuff?
Can get peanut butter cups in this thing, right?
I don't know. They might be like healthy peanut butter cups.
No, they do have vegan vending machines.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I
believe it.
These vegans, they got to get over themselves. It's like,
it's
he's got a family of vegans.
Are you guys all vegans?
No.
Do I no, look he's
like a
not.
Vegan? Oh, I
do
no,
I
family.
Look like a vegan?
I don't know what a vegan looks like.
My family, my family, they are into the healthy diet, so
okay.
to speak. They are plant-based.
Oh, it's that plant-based thing, so it's like Beyond Meat and all that
stuff?
Yeah,
which is essentially vegan, but what I like to say all the time, well, if you're such a vegan, you need to get that YSL purse back with all that leather.
Yeah. Oh, great point. Key, have you tried Beyond Meat chicken? Like, it's not so bad.
I pass.
It's
really?
Not so bad.
Yeah. I like the burgers, the Beyond Meat burgers.
Yeah, I'll deal with the burger if I have to or the dog or the sausage if I have to. But I'm not into all the jackfruit and all
that. Yeah, what about
KFC made they do
a fake chicken?
They do Beyond Meat chicken now.
Yeah, I'm not doing the fake chicken.
I appreciate that, but if I'm eating fried chicken, it will not be.
Oh, no, I agree.
Yeah.
Let's go to Roscoe's.
And I'm not sure if KFC
Roscoe's,
is a
that's
sponsor,
bussy.
But.
It's bussy. Yes. Bussy.
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 Key, just like old times, why don't you do the legal ID? You remember it?
You're listening to KSP in Los Angeles.
KRDC, Los Angeles, Pasadena.
We got two stations.
And
now a part we have to throw in soon. Not soon. It needs to be on the air now. A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Yeah. I like that. Hit the harp again, Jorge.
I said it right?
Yeah.
Just like got it. You nailed it.
So wait, so they're still going to have vending machines here, but it's going to have healthy stuff? Like, I feel like, here's what I feel
healthy
like.
Options.
Non-GMO.
Key, when you were in the
gluten
NFL.
Gluten-free. Gluten-free, right?
When you were in the NFL, in the locker room.
Yes.
They got vending machines, or they got like Gatorade bottles everywhere.
Yeah, Gatorade bottles everywhere.
That's the way it should be here.
Yeah, everything's free.
Right. That's the way it should be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we got to sell.
We have training tables and all. Yeah,
that's the way it should be here.
We have a masseuse too, like they have at the
facility.
Yeah,
the training facility. You don't want to do that.
Acupuncturist.
Acupuncturist.
She's coming up with other things that would be good to, you know, this is a professional sports franchise.
Do you ever do acupuncture?
Not really.
Do you ever do acupuncture, Keith?
No, never. Oh, yeah.
I did it once.
I do it every Tuesday. I'll do it tonight.
I did it once just to try it.
I don't do anything that, when I played, that I thought would affect my body.
Key, did
I did
you try
not get adjustments.
No chiropractics.
What about cupping?
No.
Cupping.
Mace, you do cupping.
See,
now
we're back. I do cupping. Cupping is awesome. Cupping is great.
I mean, what does cupping do?
What is a sneer about? No, what are you sneering
but
about?
But now we know. Do you want some Indocin? Is that what you want to take the swelling out?
Yeah. It brings blood flow to that place now. Yes, Did you not see Michael Phelps at the Olympics? Is covered by cup marks.
Work out and get your heart rate up. That'll bring the blood flow.
Oh, that's what I got to do.
Yeah. I got to try that,
see,
too.
Key's reaction to that, those last 20 seconds, he's back. He's back here in L.A. He's back.
He's
just dismissing you and me. That's the key we love.
Oh, get cupping. It's going to really work. Okay.
Cupping works.
What does it work?
What does it do? What for you?
It brings blood flow to the spot. So, for example, I get really congested up here around my neck. Yeah. So I get cupping here, and all of a sudden the blood starts flowing.
Have you ever heard of Vicks? Rub it on your chest.
I've got
Vicks vapor rub.
I can try that. By the way, you want to talk about old cup of coffee and some Vicks?
Yeah.
You might as well be in a home.
Vicks vapor. Listen, there is not a Latino family in Southern California that has not used Vicks vapor rub. Okay.
Oh yeah. No, it's great.
Vaporub. Briones, right? Exactly.
But you know what you need, Mace? You need a trigger point.
Chicharrones. What?
Trigger point.
Chicharrones.
So, Key, do you remember when I went over to LZ's house that night for that massage?
Oh, God.
With the trigger point
therapist? No, I don't remember you going over to LZ's house.
Keep going. I want to hear it.
It's horrible.
You know I do.
It's horrible.
I want to hear this.
No, it was real. So I was having a lot of knots. I have a lot of knots all over my body. I was stressed out. I was rubbing up against the door trying to get a knot out. LZ books the massage that night. He says, just come across the street to my apartment. I do. There's the masseuse with the table, but LZ says,
don't fall for it, Mason.
Here's a towel and a washcloth. You've got to wash up. And it was the greatest massage ever. Now I have them every other week. Changed my life. The congestion thing you're talking about?
Yeah.
Now, this isn't a feel-good massage. It's not going to make you feel good.
Correct.
It's deep,
digging in. Yeah.
But it's changed my life.
And LZ gave you this massage?
No, no. Oh. LZ had his masseuse there.
He's got a professional
But it's
masseuse.
Not deep tissue massage. It's
The LZ massage came. No, it's not deep tissue. That's something different. This is a trigger point.
Oh,
so if I was to feel this right here, see that knot right there?
Yeah, my God, that feels so good.
Yeah.
Does it feel good?
Oh, God, so good.
That's good.
That is
look at Keith.
So
I swear to God, that
weird.
Feels so good.
That is so
keep
weird.
Doing it. Harder.
No, I'm good.
That's so weird.
Feels so good. Oh.
Yeah.
I am good.
So Keith will be.
Shut up! John Ireland introduced me. What was that?
What was that?
John Ireland introduced me to the Soothe app. Now, that's pretty good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It felt so good.
Soothe app.
Thank you.
I think we lost Ireland.
Is he gone?
Yeah.
Well, he's got busy stuff to do. You know?
Yeah.
It's always something.
Wait, golf?
Did John take off?
Again,
he plays in the morning.
Second time today, probably.
Well, I heard you today. You got up at 4:30 in the morning.
I know. 4:30 in the morning. I slept until 9. It was perfect.
I heard him.
It was glorious.
Is that really his daily routine? Yes. Like, see you later. I'm going to play golf.
Where does he play at?
Mountain Gate.
I'm here. I had a dog emergency.
Oh, there's John.
Oh, so you play at Mountain Gate in Bel Air?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody pretty much plays there, right?
Do they pretty much everybody?
I think everybody you know is at Mountain Gate.
Seriously?
Yeah, you would know a lot of people there.
You'd go to the range.
Hello there, Mr. Johnson. How are you? Good to see you.
Where's that rank on the the country club power ranking?
No, it's not a high ranking. It's not a high ranking.
But LA,
No.
I think it's an easier club to get into.
Yeah.
To play.
100%.
Yeah.
Like when you go, let me put it this way. Here's the difference. When you go to Mountain Gate, and you go to hit on the range, you got to go get a bucket of balls, kind of old school style, you know? Whereas when you go to a really fancy club, they've got them all sitting there, Pro V1s like a pyramid. You know
like
what I'm saying?
Pyramid, yeah.
Right. Like, I mean, John, is that an exaggeration?
No, it's true. All the balls I hit, Cap, are yellow, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mountain Gate range is yellow balls. See, Key's a member at Shady Canyon.
Yeah, Shady.
Now, that's a different, that's a whole thing.
That's a whole, that's where the USC money is. That's big money.
Yes.
So every year for the first USC game, and Key invites the old morning show crew. I don't know if Sedano's been invited, but that's okay. And
Sedano.
They literally set up a TV the size of this building, one of those blow-ups. Like, I have, like, an 80-inch in my backyard. Yeah. This is, like, 500 inches.
Like a drive-in inflatable.
And it's on the – which hole is it on?
Oh, God, I don't know.
They set up a bar. They set up real – like, real food.
Who else is involved that's a former USC person that we know?
There's there's professional athletes. There's
– Yeah, Mark McGuire plays there
a lot. Yeah, it's a club.
But
so it's
this
a lot
is just
of
to watch a football
people.
Game.
I understand.
It takes over the golf course.
But what happens is they have a camp out.
And they camp.
Labor Day weekend, so to speak, going
was
into Labor
kids
Day weekend.
It's
kids and everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's really glamping.
Yeah.
More so than camping.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
Yeah, Brooklyn went glamping.
And you get the whole experience of being camping, except it's not really camping.
Right.
You
right.
got a full bar and a whole buffet and
nice.
TVs and a SC
so
game.
So do you camp or glamp? Or just
well,
the kids?
So this year,
yeah.
unfortunately, because I have a small child, we will not be sleeping on the ground, thank God. We're going to stay at the hotel and then go over that day and just hang out.
Your other two kids will be on the ground.
No, they're not going to stay because I'm not the person that put up the tent.
Oh.
So.
Oh, they're going to be in the hotel room with you.
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct.
A lot of rich kids running around.
This for USC. Now, did you have something to do with hiring Lincoln Riley?
Oh, of course
you
did.
Consulted?
I have no idea what happened, took place. All I know is that they gave him a bunch of money and he has a big house somewhere.
That's
right by me. It's beautiful.
Or in Palos Verdes somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't.
You had nothing to do with it? They didn't say, hey, Key, what do you think?
But it's a historical house, by the way.
I mean. Here's what I'll say.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Look at that million-dollar smile.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. What are you going
to
say?
Here's what I'll say. Did I have knowledge that they were going to hire a football coach? Yes.
Yes.
Did I have knowledge that they were going to go after a very established football coach?
Right.
Yes. Did I have knowledge of them going after Lincoln Riley? No.
Really?
Bill Parcells?
Bill Parcells.
Who's the high-profile coach?
Isn't this the greatest surprise in history? I mean, I don't know. Frank Vogel at his exit press conference gets asked about being fired. Lincoln Riley just came out of nowhere.
So,
no, he wasn't being speculated about.
So one of the things that I said, and I don't care. I'll say it because it's
good.
Say
not
it.
A big
Be
deal.
Key.
Yeah, do
so
it.
One of the things that I said to him is I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Huh.
Here's what I think. Here's what I recommend. I don't want to know who it is.
Right.
Because I don't want to be the guy that you say told the public who you were going to go hire. I don't want to know that.
Right, right.
Here's the list of what my recommendations are, and here's what I think. Here's 1 to 5. Here's
yep.
A to B, C, D, E. Here's what I would do.
Right.
There you go. Go
but
do it.
But you didn't want to know because then you would have
I don't
to.
Want
to
know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
In that in that list you submitted, was there a picture of you in the number 3 jersey with the midriff?
No.
where your abs are showing?
No.
Or no?
No picture
oh,
of me.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering.
No. But
you love that picture, Chris.
I do. I have it in my office.
Yes.
I'll never look like that again, right?
Let me see that.
That's you?
Let me see that.
Damn.
Let me see this.
Yeah, it's
wow. Okay.
It's one of those deals where,
damn.
You know what I'm saying, Mace?
Yeah.
It's
Yeah, Mace wants to see.
It was really a great. Yeah,
how old are you in that picture?
I was at USC.
Oh, are you kidding
year.
Me?
My senior year.
Yeah, you know, you'll
yeah,
never
I'll
look
never
like that.
Like
was that
never.
When you were going to the bars with your white friends singing Bon Jovi? And
yeah, that's probably. No, this was getting ready for my pro day. So
is that
no.
after that?
Yes. This would be
yes.
before and after.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, the Bon Jovi's and the.
You'd be hanging out with cats.
Dude, you would. I love
with
Bon
the cap
Jovi.
Types.
I love Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
What's your favorite
Bon
Jovi song? Bon
Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Living on a Prayer, man.
No.
I'm a cowboy.
Rolling Stones, the whole deal.
Yeah, you like all those bands.
You like Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones.
Start me up.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know how much
you, grow, yeah.
you know how much crap I take around here for not being like hip hop centric and being more of a rock and roller? Like I take a lot of crap around here for
I
this.
Mean, we laugh, yes.
How come nobody gives Key a hard time?
Hold on
because
for a second, hold on.
Key.
Oh. Here we go. Oh. Producer War's got something there.
Dead or alive.
Dead or alive.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, Key.
But see, that's because I get to hanging around some people that don't look like me, and they take me to some of those bars and the places play that music, and you wind up drinking, and the music sounds good.
Yeah. There you go.
See, but you got to drink for it to sound good. Right?
Otherwise,
yeah. you can keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not in my playlist. But yeah, so the Lincoln Riley deal, hopefully it works out, Mason.
Well, come on. It looks great, right?
No,
on paper, it looks great.
Hopefully it
I mean,
works
Caleb
out.
Williams is legit, though.
Yeah, but I thought Jason was a
Jackson
Dart
was good too.
Was legit too.
He yeah, he's thicker.
Where did he wind up going?
Utah, I think, or no?
Utah,
Ole
really?
Miss?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Wait. I don't know where he went.
I think Jackson Dart went to Ole Miss.
No, he's from Utah. Sorry.
He's from Utah.
You may be right. He may have gone to Lane Kiffin, right?
I think he went to Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
He did go to Ole Miss. Yes.
Yeah,
Ole Miss.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you know
that.
Lane wanted him for sure. If
that's oh, yeah, of course.
King of the portal.
Yeah, I actually tried to – I thought about Lane coming back to SC.
No.
No, seriously.
No.
He was selling that. He was.
You were, really?
I would have did it in a heartbeat. You did that on the air. I would have did it in a heartbeat. No problem at all. More mature. Growner, little older now.
Yep.
Gone through some stuff. Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Do you really think you could sell him coming back?
If he would have ran the table, what I told Lane is I said, you can't lose more than two games.
Right. Yeah.
Can't do it. Yep. No, I said more than one. I'm sorry. I said, you can't lose more than one. Two, it can get interesting.
Yeah.
But if you go 10-1, I think, at the time, or 11-1 at the time, that's a sellable deal.
Yeah. Right.
If you go undefeated, beat Alabama, it's a sellable. Now you can sell that.
Yeah.
Because it looks different, right?
Yep.
But if you are floating around 9-3, 10-2,
yeah,
it's like, eh.
Yeah.
You know, because of all the trash that's around
me. Yeah, no, it's true.
And so, yeah, no, I literally was like, he was a candidate for me.
Well, I like the guy. He's a showman, right? Which is part of it. I mean, I think kids like him. I think kids like the fact that Lane Kiffin puts himself
out
there.
Look, he can coach football. No matter what you say about him getting fired on the tarmac, he can coach football.
The Lane Kiffin Memorial Firing Room at LAX? Yeah.
he laughs about it. Yeah.
Does he?
Know? Oh, absolutely. As he told me, he says, I can't believe that the people in the SEC love me, but the people in the Pac-12 can't stand me. I'm like, well, there's the difference. The Pac-12 sucks, and the SEC is all the problems. It's the truth.
Yeah.
Like, one conference loves their football to a whole nother degree, and the other conference is just trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the Pac-12 Network, there was a story a couple – I want to say like 6-7 months ago, ESPN tried to buy the Pac-12 Network. Pac-12 said, no thanks, we're good.
Really?
After what they've done with SEC Network and ACC Network, that should have been a no-brainer.
Because the Pac-12 Network has been a disaster.
A complete disaster.
Yeah, we here on the West Coast of the Pac-12 Network certainly has done a poor job of, you know, promoting the conference.
Distribution.
All of those sort of things. Just go ahead with it like the other conferences. What's the big deal?
I got DirecTV, and I don't get Pac-12 Network. It's crazy. I have every other network of these other conferences.
So I got, during football season, I had to, I don't have DirecTV. I got all the streaming stuff.
Right, right.
So I had to get.
Frontier?
No, it was some other little streaming thingy, but I just got it just for.
Right, to watch Pac-12 Network.
Yeah.
It's on Frontier, I know that, but it's not.
It was like Fubo.
I got it on Spec.
Oh, Fubo.
Yeah.
I did that. I did that for during the season,
yeah,
too.
I did
right.
It for
and then I canceled it as soon as it was over.
Hey, sorry.
I remember that night. You were in New York, and Key FaceTimed, of course. I went, hi, Key.
Hi, Key.
And yeah, you remember?
It's
me. I was
like
trying to get it.
He's like, the internet's out, so I can't watch anything. But yeah. We can talk. I was like, okay, Key, how was your day? I mean, we FaceTime a couple times a day. Here's the tally
so
now.
Sweet.
Yeah. Sedano and I talk on the phone five times a day.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Easily.
Wow.
Key is 1-2 FaceTimes, usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some days there's none, and I kind of get sad.
Yeah. And Cap gets nothing?
Cap is now, ever since that brunch day.
There's a lot more texts.
There's a lot more, yes. Since the brunch.
Well, Cap picked up the tab.
Well, not only that, but my girlfriend and Chris's girlfriend really.
Chris's girlfriend, Lisa.
Hit it off.
Now, Chris.
No girlfriend.
Chris says, Key, that Travis Rogers hasn't seen the inside of his wallet since when?
Have you ever seen the inside of Travis Rogers' wallet?
No, what is it, thick with a bunch of papers and
stuff? There's just, it never comes out. It never comes out.
One of those guys.
Wallet never leaves his
pocket. Never pays for anything.
He squeezes the quarter till the eagle screams.
Yeah.
I got a lot of friends like that.
So, Travis, like, we'll be on the golf course. I'll be like, oh, I've got a headache. Do you have any Excedrin? I don't, but I have this Kroger headache medicine. I'm like, no.
Kroger headache medicine?
Do they still sell that? They still make that?
Yeah, the Travis.
Or is it from, like, 1997?
Travis also, probably,
yeah,
takes the streaming services from other people that are his friends that make a tenth of what he makes.
Sure. No way.
What do you mean? He like uses their accounts?
Yes.
Oh my God. Bergman did that for years.
I mean, Bergman did do that
forever. Yeah, Bergman still does it.
Bergman's like not a multimillionaire. Travis has got a lot of lettuce in the fridge. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you. And I don't steal anything. Thank you very much.
Yes, you do.
Except content.
Never. Never do a thing, anything like that.
Games.
Yeah, no. Travis literally asked for, he doesn't use any of his own logins.
Like that.
He's asked me. For logins before, I'm like, no, just sign up for the $10.
Get out of here.
Is he that
cheap?
I
don't believe that.
100%. Corporate Greg knows. He's been in the middle of this.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's very true.
Travis is cheap?
I don't think he's cheap.
You know,
he's cheap.
Even though he's been out with you several times.
He bought me a coffee once.
There you go.
Ireland has it. He's frugal. Yes.
Exactly. But I think the difference. John says that because John wants you to, you know, he's frugal.
Oh, yeah. John's frugal.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Ireland, you're frugal?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't say
that. I spend
that.
Way too much. Yeah. I told Mason earlier, I subscribe to if you guys name a random streaming service, I subscribe to it. I'm an idiot. Yeah. I subscribe to like 11 of them.
Yeah, like, and you Ireland's going to all these fancy restaurants in Manhattan Beach. He's
yeah,
not frugal.
I know. He's not. No, John's not frugal.
Like,
I,
do you
I'm
get?
Frugal.
Does anybody pay for Paramount Plus?
No, absolutely
what's on
not.
That?
Don't have it.
I don't care.
Disney may Yellowstone.
Own it, so you got to be careful.
Well, it's a good
I think we're lucky.
Brands radio station.
I think we're lucky now. I think that's CBS owned.
It is
Paramount.
CBS.
Yeah.
Yes.
So okay, we're good. Yeah. We're clear. We're clear. But yes.
What's on Paramount Plus, John?
Yellowstone.
But you can watch that on Peacock, I think, which I subscribe to
Yeah, you can watch it on Peacock.
You can watch
Wait,
the first
is Peacock
season
free?
On Peacock.
No, Peacock is not free.
No, you pay for that, too.
Yeah, you do.
I pay for Peacock, too.
You pay for everything.
I know.
Yeah, everything.
It used to be a lot cheaper now in retrospect when we just had the cable bundle.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
No, math, we had a much better deal before this.
When you do the math and you start messing around with the streaming stuff, you might as well keep DirecTV.
Yeah.
In the end.
That's
really,
what I do.
But Key, I have both. I have DirecTV and do all and pay for all the stupid streaming
but
stuff.
But see, I don't need DirecTV because I don't need the NFL package because I go to sports bars on the weekend.
Oh, that's right.
So, right.
You know, I was.
How do you go to a sports bar? Doesn't everybody bother you?
No, you know what? To be honest with you, John, they really don't. I enjoy watching the games with people. I enjoy sitting there watching the games. So many years I was isolated as a player from college through the pros. Yeah. And now it's just like I want to be a normal person. I want to sit at the bar. Eat some big people food and, you know, enjoy
press the
it.
Flesh.
And how many people come up to you and go, Michael Irvin, I love you.
Oh, come on.
Not a chance.
Not in New York.
No, in L.A. or New York, no. No, not. Maybe in his younger day, they may have said that based on size, but no. I've gotten them all. Any receiver for
now
those
in New York when you're there watching football, are you and Wayne Krebet getting together? And
I haven't seen Wayne Sedano. I don't know where Wayne is these days. I hope he's okay.
And Hofstra, you know, hanging
out. No, I haven't gone to Hofstra since we left there. I wonder what Wayne's doing these days.
Yeah, whatever happened to that guy?
He's working in Wall Street for sure. I know that, but I haven't
probably
seen
making
him
a lot of money.
He's smart. He's doing a good job. Yeah. Hofstra kid. Yeah.
So the show never stops. It is a super crosstalk segment.
It's slowing down though.
It is, but I'm about to.
But no, but now I feel like we're off to the right. We've got Key laughing,
properly warmed up,
smiling. Yeah. We talked about Wayne Corbett. We're all good now.
Yeah, no, it's good.
We're back to where we were.
We'll have a lot more fun once the afternoon show begins in just a moment. But
yes,
June 24th, Keyshawn will be on stage at the Quiet Canyon in Montebello, hosting the inaugural Mandy Awards.
The Mandy.
And I heard that we have announced the July. I'm out of town. The July 15th event.
The
as
Wiffle
well.
Ball Home Run Derby Friday night, All Star Friday night,
and then a softball game.
And
after.
A softball game afterwards. Key might be the.
Mason.
How is Mason going to get hurt this?
Yeah,
week?
How exactly. is that going to happen? Are you going to like throw your shoulder out?
I got two letters for you. DH. I just want a DH.
Yeah.
I don't.
But I feel
play.
Like shoulder for sure popping out of its socket.
Yeah, it could be anything. Could be anything. I've had some incidents over the years, Key.
Getting old, see?
No, I'm not old. I drink coffee, but I'm not old. I don't act old.
Really?
Yeah, it's bussy around here.
And lit.
It's total fire.
Fire
it's lit.
By the way, we got to do this. You've heard about the Mason Island Reddit page.
I have.
I finally checked it out last night.
Oh, yeah?
It is a swamp of vileness.
It's the worst thing.
Well, Reddit is like that. Reddit is worse than Twitter.
I guess I didn't realize how bad it could get.
So I said, you know, a week ago, we're talking about the Sedano and Cap community on Twitter. Of course, Mason goes, I got to do something, too.
Yeah.
He starts. Now, the Sedano and Cap community, we send pictures of our cocktails over the weekend.
Yeah. It's very nice.
It's a nice place.
I toasted to everyone.
It's nothing but love.
It is.
And then you go to their Reddit. There was a subthread about me, who, how everyone hates morality. Morales, yeah. right? But it really is in there. There's people with the handle Sedano sucks,
yeah.
41.
I believe it. Yeah.
You know, somebody called me a whale.
Yeah.
And I like the whale from Casino, Ichikawa, right. the
yeah,
heavy
yeah.
hitter.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they meant the size thing.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So people, it seems that the feel on Reddit, which now Mace has, of course, I shut
what
it down. Exactly.
Yeah, you
Reddit
tell him, Pete. What is Reddit? Is yeah.
So Mace has shut
you don't
it
need
down.
To know about
but really, the
yeah.
big
Trust
thing
me,
is,
yeah, you're better off.
Who was more hated, you or me? Yeah. It's pretty much there was a poll.
Good.
Who do you hate more, Sedano or Morales?
Well, I hope I won.
I probably. I yeah. don't know. I don't know though.
What is it? A sports
I think Chris.
Board?
Chris
no.
won. Chris won.
No,
oh,
it's just man, some man. Random kind community.
Kind of disappointed.
Social media.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's like a. It's like a weird, hateful.
Why would you read that crap?
Well, I started it. I started this.
started
page.
It to compete Wait. With the Sedano
and
Cap community.
We started, I thought
you know,
it
Twitter
gonna...
started communities.
Right.
So we started a Sedano and Cap community. So Mason wanted to start his own thing,
so
but not on Twitter.
I wanted to mock them, right. but not on Twitter. So I went to Reddit, and now Reddit turns out to be an absolute set.
Vile.
Way worse,
yeah, way worse.
Than anything, way worse. Any other
mean
social
people
media
saying
service.
Horrible things.
Yeah. So why don't you take it down?
I did. I took it down.
Yeah. This is the only way you would have heard of this is last year.
I don't understand why you guys... pay attention to that.
Well, we're
stuff.
Just doing bits, Key, you know.
Well, it's just, we're goofing, Key.
You know, not a big network morning show where we have all these producers.
You want a
guests.
Cup of coffee?
Yeah,
it looks like you need a cup
a lot
of coffee.
Of producers.
You have a lot of producers.
Yeah, I've been up since 1 a.m. So
you need a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
How about some Red Bull?
Nah, I'm good. Yeah. I'll be all right. Power
what
through.
What Chris got Mountain Dew there.
Well,
no,
the
I don't. That's
the only way you would have ever heard of Reddit was, what was the thing, George, last year when they had the, where the kids, these young kids on Reddit, we're trying to take down like big hedge fund short
oh,
sellers.
Wall Street
yes.
Bets.
Wall no. Street Bets.
Yeah.
And so they took up, what was the name of the
Dogecoin.
No.
Oh,
was,
GameStop.
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 And so GameStop was like this crappy company that, you know, stores were shutting down everywhere and the stock price was at like $2 or whatever. And as a result, all the rich guys were making money because they shorted the stock. Well, all these kids said, let's all gang up on them. So they all bought the stock. The stock shot up to like $100, meaning all the short sellers lost their asses. And everybody was so happy about it because they're like, we got the rich guys. Hmm. Yeah, that was on Reddit. It all
yeah.
happened on Reddit.
Yeah, that was a big Reddit
That's like
thing.
The only good thing Reddit's done.
I've written off anything good that Reddit may have
that's
done.
That's it?
Yeah,
wow.
that's it.
It was that. Wow, you wrote them off very
it's
quickly.
Awful. Well, I mean, it's one
Do
thing
you want us to just let you in the community?
Oh. I would happily join the community if
that
would
be
would
nice.
Take me.
All right, there we go. I've offered the... Oh, Laura says no. Wow.
No, I said you got soft. That's what I said.
Oh, I got
soft.
I mean, I feel bad because he feels like now he's shut out.
But there's a lot of love in this room. We're all together in the same room at the same time. Right. The Mishbrucha's in the house.
So we can let Mace. What do you think, Christopher?
Let him in the community?
What do you think? Should we let the community vote?
Yeah, let the community vote.
The community right now, if you're listening or when you're listening to the podcast.
I'm
going to
say no.
Yeah.
But I think.
Well, let the community vote.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
you started a Reddit page, and not because I got bashed. I like getting bashed.
Yeah. No,
I
don't
ran
like you
away from
bashed.
It. Yeah.
I don't like you getting bashed.
Why?
I mean, we let Bergman in by accident, but we let him in.
I don't
hey,
like anybody. I mean,
that's all that matters.
Like, there's goofing, and then there's bashing.
I like
bashing
the bashing.
Bashing is different.
I mean,
just
I'm
like
okay
those
with,
days
I'm
when
okay
you used
bashing,
to bash
though.
The old morning show when we launched.
Morning show was good.
The morning
amazing.
Show was excellent.
Yeah, now you say
that. Now you say that.
I was
in
up
retrospect.
At the crack of dawn every day yeah. listening to Key and
right.
either George
no
or
one,
Travis.
You just said you wake up at 9 o'clock at night. Or in the morning.
Yeah.
And that's an early day for
yeah.
him.
Yeah, it's an early day. Yeah. All right, that's it for me.
Then
that's
you're, done?
You're done?
Yeah,
I'm done.
You're out of here.
It's past 4:20. He's got to go, you know,
yeah,
take care of business.
Past 4:20. I'm late.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying, Key?
Hey, man, deucey.
All right, let's take
I'm
a break.
I'm not far behind you.
He's hanging out with
Ireland,
us today.
Ireland, see you tomorrow.
All right, man, see ya.
Wait, Keyshawn
Ireland,
is still
Ireland,
there?
We forgot he was
Wait,
still
Ireland's still here?
Keyshawn is on the afternoon show. All day. Well, no, just till 5.
I mean, till like for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have some fun.
I got to get to my car and listen.
Okay, and you got acupuncture tonight, right?
I do have acupuncture, yeah.
It's a live imaging Cuppy? Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, there are requests.
Tonight,
there,
yes.
there are requests for drops since Key's here.
Oh, well,
from
gotta,
the community.
Got to do that.
We got to get producer Jorge there. That. So show Laura where the library of drops are.
Yeah, Briones, you got to get back in there.
All right.
Okay, me and Ireland back tomorrow at 1. Coming up next for you, Sedano and Cap, along with Key.
Sedano and Cap. Keyshawn, Sedano
Sorry,
and Cap.
I didn't realize we changed the name.
Yeah, here's something you should.
Sedano and Cap.
Here's something you should steal from the Sedano Cap show.
Yeah, what is it?
We say we're going to be back in 4 minutes and 15 seconds because we know people will wait for our show.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And yes, it is a live imaging Tuesday. Sedano and Cap are in the house, but today It's a special live imaging Tuesday because LA's native son, the number one overall pick in 1996, the man of Troy and the Super Bowl champion, the one and only, let's hit his theme song right there. Ah, yes. Our morning host, Keyshawn Johnson. Let's call it today, boys. Keyshawn, Sedano, and Cap.
There we go.
Take it away, Sedano.
Sedano. Christopher. Hello, Calabasas Key. How are you?
What's happening, fellas? How you guys doing?
We're good.
This midday afternoon, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's like late night for you. You don't even know what time of day it is right now.
Well, no, I'm on West Coast time. I've been here for a minute.
True. That's true.
Just been working back and forth. That's true. Been up since 1 a.m., though.
Yeah, can we talk about that? Let's talk about that for a second.
Straight.
Hold on. Because like, if you have a morning show that starts at 6 a.m. local time, right? Then, you know, maybe you're in at 5, 5.30, means you're up at 4.30 or whatever. But you're on the air at 6 Eastern time.
Yes.
And you're getting up at 1 a.m.
1 a.m. So it's 1 a.m. in the studio by 2, on the air by 3 a.m., off at 7 a.m., first take at 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then here for 2 hours with Chris this afternoon doing some corporate stuff.
We had a big summit meeting, a big summit.
You nice. Know, sounds good. Sounds important.
We had to caucus with a few corporate people.
Hey, careful there.
And then, I'm here with you guys now.
But on a normal day, you're up at 1, and you're off the air at what time?
Well, if I'm on the West Coast, I'm off at 7 a.m.
And do you go home and sleep again?
Yeah, I go home and sleep again. And some days, I got to come back downtown to L.A. to do other shows that I work at ESPN.
You know, Cap, you're kind of taking out the magic of how Morning Drive sounds here on 710 by asking all these questions.
I know, but it's interesting to me because, gosh, on one hand, it's like it's one.
He is on the air till 10 a.m. here.
That's
in Los
fine.
Angeles.
Yeah. That's right. Even though it's only 7 a.m. wherever he may be,
thanks.
I think.
Of course, Cap.
I don't know, man.
No, it's the other way. Actually.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Oh, it's 1 o'clock.
Put it this way. Yeah. I'm up early in the damn morning. Period. And now I'm up all day long because I decided that I'm going to come in and enjoy some good Sedano and Cap.
Well, and I would imagine the Lakers have kept you up because it's been a rough season, too. So,
yeah, well, whatever.
Whatever.
They're whatevers to me right now until they figure
who's
it out.
Who's got to go, Key? Who's
got
to go?
They already got rid of the guy who got to go. They just fired him.
I know, but no one else? Should they bring more people in?
Well, they're going to have to bring more people
in,
Sedano.
Other than the coach, though, I'm saying.
Well, I mean, player-wise, they're going to – I predict that the three scoops of ice cream will still be there. They will take the three scoops of ice cream, meaning – LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Westbrook.
What flavors are those, by the way?
Whatever. I don't want to say. They're, think of a banana split.
Okay.
And just think of...
It's like Neapolitan?
Neapolitan.
Yeah.
Just think of banana split and Neapolitan.
Right. Who's the strawberry?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Wait a second.
No. We got to understand. Who's the strawberry of the Neapolitan, then?
See, if I called one of them strawberry, did everybody... No, Key called him soft.
But that's exactly why I'm asking you.
That's exactly why I'm not falling for that. I don't feel like hearing my name.
Now we're back.
Saying that.
We're back,
really,
Christopher.
It feels like 2017 all over
we're
again.
We're back.
I'm glad to define it for you, and then you just tell me if you agree or disagree. You ready?
Yes.
Here it goes. LeBron's the chocolate.
Yeah.
AD's the vanilla.
Well, you just got yourself in trouble.
Wow. Why? Somebody has to be chocolate.
Somebody does have to be chocolate.
Right? LeBron's the chocolate because he's good. You know, like, I'm so good.
Yeah, but I don't like chocolate ice cream.
See, I do. I love it. And then vanilla is AD. AD's vanilla.
Well, yeah.
And then Russ has to – there's only strawberry left. So that's the way I got it.
You said it. I did.
That's the way I rank it.
I'm not disclosing –
put it on the scroll. Keyshawn says.
Yeah, I haven't said. But so the three scoops of ice cream are there.
Yeah.
The toppings are all bad.
Mm-hmm.
The bananas are all bad. They're brown.
Yeah.
They've got to get rid of all of that.
Yeah, some bad
bananas. And then they got to get the right bananas. They got to get the right nuts and the chocolate sauces. Ooh. And they got to get all that
whipped
stuff.
Whipped cream.
And there are players that are out there. Problem with the Lakers.
Yeah.
Is they didn't want to go young on the perimeter. When I say perimeter, I'm talking about the outskirts of the boat, of the ice cream.
Yeah.
They didn't want to go young around LeBron. Yeah. They wanted to go old. Yeah. I don't want to play with a bunch of young guys. Well, that was a mistake.
Yes.
Westbrook, for whatever it's worth, did not have a good season. There's no question about it. But he is not the reason that the Lakers – were 16 games under 500. Even though everybody wants to blame Westbrook.
I mean, he's not good anymore, though.
But I wouldn't say that. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say he had a bad season.
I mean, I'm going to say it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say he had a very bad season for whatever reasons. Yeah. Sometimes, as I said to Mr. Stephen A. Smith on First Take today, is that sometimes when a player has an issue, it affects him mentally an issue with a coach. Mm-hmm. It affects him mentally, how he prepares, what he's thinking when he's out on the floor. And it got to that point, I believe, for him, where his focus was completely lost. That's just my opinion, George Sedano. You cover the NBA.
Your two cents, Keyshawn Johnson.
No, I'm serious. I'm trying to be serious here.
Yes.
And then AD is like,
all right, be honest. Who's more annoying, me or Max?
Wow.
Wait, don't answer that yet. Let's just all think about it. Let's contemplate that for let it marinate for a little bit. Hold on a second. Because I want to.
Amanda smiled when I said that.
The question was.
When I asked that question, who's more annoying, me or Max?
Okay. All right.
Do you want to be part of this? He doesn't even know you that well.
What are you talking about? Which part? I can still answer the question about who's more annoying.
Know. Do you want to be included in who's more annoying?
Between you and Max?
Yeah.
I have a very strong opinion about that.
No. I was going to say, do you want to be part of like a threesome there is what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely not. I want to. No. I want to answer the question of who's more annoying between you and Max.
Me or Max. Well, right.
You want to answer it for me?
No. I want to answer it for me.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say you, George.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm going to say you are more annoying than Max.
Key, come on.
Different.
Talk to Daddy.
Different. 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 You guys are different. Both were freaking annoying as hell, but different.
Yeah.
Like, Max is smarter than you.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, smarter than you.
Yeah, he'll let you know, too.
Smarter than you.
Yeah.
But... sharp at the same time and stupid at the same time.
Oh, I see.
When I say stupid, I mean he'll say some stuff like, Max, what the hell are you talking about?
You mean like, you mean
Tiger
like,
Woods is not an athlete? Are you out of your damn mind?
Right, like honestly, Tom Brady's going to fall off a cliff?
Right. I can tolerate both of you.
Right.
As long as I get through some of the deficiencies that you guys have.
Such as? This is good. This is great analysis.
Well, scratch that.
Yeah.
Sedano
yeah.
knows basketball because he's there. He's in the room.
He's in the league.
He's in the room.
Right.
He's there. He's in the room. He's standing there with his little suit on, with his hair, with the moose in it or whatever.
Turtleneck. No moose. Turtleneck. Don't forget about the neck.
Three flowers or something like that.
Pomade.
Three flowers.
Hey, three flowers. You think he wears three flowers? What do you think?
Maybe in like 1997.
So he knows hoops, right? Max will let you know he knows hoops. You understand what I'm saying? He knows hoops, but Max will let you know he knows hoops. Mm. And you got to say, come on, man, I got a guy sitting right next to me who's the number two pick in the draft. You know more basketball than him. That's kind of – but Max is fun to work with. He is fun to work with, coming around.
Coming around meaning what?
Wasn't fun to work with in the beginning.
Oh, really?
No, because he's new. He doesn't understand how the inner workings. When you work with me, you gotta fall in line a certain way. When you come in and you try to buck the system, you gotta slow down now. We've been together already.
Right.
We don't want to have somebody come and penetrate what we're doing. Let's get everything on top so we all.
You don't
want
to penetrate the key, to use a basketball term.
Yeah. You don't want
to
do that.
Just to set the historical record straight. I mean. You know, you did give Sedano two kisses on the cheek that night when we had that Hollywood dinner, and then a month later.
Yeah. I mean, I had an afternoon show, which
he
was
had
nice.
An so there
was
show.
That. Oh, God, stop.
There was that.
I mean, I remember that night you said, hey, we got to take care of this.
No.
You
gave him
two. He apparently didn't fall in line.
The guy went to dinner. We went to a nice steakhouse, dinner on me. You know, I sat at the table. It was in Hollywood. I forgot the name.
What was the name of the place?
Oh, God, I forgot the name of it.
Yeah.
I need to go back, though.
Greta?
No. It was something Butcher House or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, so I take him to have a nice steak dinner. Me and Chris and
LZ.
Raj and LZ and everybody. Yeah. And
was Raj there?
I think Raj was there.
That was
LZ didn't make it.
LZ did not, right?
He
we
did
made
not
fun
make
of him.
It.
Yes.
And so,
also very...
and by the way, so Key and I were there early.
Yeah.
I said, hey, Key, let me buy you a drink. And that was his night where he fell in love with old fashions. He drank three on my tab. And
you
that
did.
Was That was some expensive old fashioned.
No, there are three on your tab.
Gwen.
So. Gwen.
Gwen. Gwen Steakhouse.
Gwen is
Gwen Steakhouse.
Yes.
So I took him for a nice meal.
Right.
Yeah.
And eventually, Sedano had to move to another show. Right. So they blame me for Sedano's movement.
Well, and Marcellus left, too. There's that part of the equation as well.
Did
Marcellus left And, you know, we've never heard from him since, obviously.
When he tweets at me.
Yeah, so then, you know, then I went to the afternoon.
But wait, are you saying you take no responsibility for Sedano moving?
I didn't know anything about...
Because you're saying they're blaming
me.
Like,
let me tell you something.
He's
hey,
like
wait,
LeBron.
Hold on. Hey,
he's like LeBron.
Hey, let me
I'm
tell
not
you
in
something.
That business.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I don't make any executive decisions.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Mr. James.
I work with people that make executive decisions. If they ask me my opinion... I certainly can give it. Doesn't mean they're going to use it. Yeah. That's
wow. That is very LeBron. Very LeBron. Very LBJ.
I mean, listen, he's the number one pick in the draft.
Right. You understand the mentality. Yeah. I do too. Yeah. I've been trying to explain it to George. He doesn't understand it.
Yeah.
But that's just you know guys like me and you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But in all fairness to LeBron James, I know we all believe that he makes a lot of decisions behind closed doors. He has input.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And sometimes that input.
But he doesn't agree with you.
Well,
I just think that LeBron James is an overwhelming personality who is not just a basketball player who you go out and get in free agency. You've combined with a big, giant business and corporation. And in his world, he's the boss of his world. So
no question.
So when he's in the Lakers world, he's the boss there, too.
To a degree. And he couldn't certainly – he wasn't the boss in Miami. Okay?
Right. That's why he left.
You know, wasn't the boss in Miami. And I don't believe he's the boss with the Lakers. I believe that he has input on what the decisions are going to be that they would make. I think he had let some probably emotional decision made to go with Russell Westbrook instead of DeMar DeRozan. Probably let some emotional stuff get involved there. And he would look at that now. He may never tell us publicly, but he would look at that and say to himself, you know what, that probably was a bad move on my part. And so when you look at it, and George knows this, in the NBA, that's kind of the way it goes. When you are the guy, you're in a position of power.
Absolutely.
And when you're in a position of power, they certainly want to cater to you because that's just the NBA.
Oh, by the way.
Understood.
All these NFL quarterbacks, super jealous of NBA guys for years, now they're starting to get that kind
of power.
Well,
that's what Aaron Rodgers wanted. Aaron Rodgers wanted that seat at the table.
And Russell Wilson got it now, too. So there's all that. We can get into all this stuff as we continue.
But Key, since you left, you know what's happened?
What?
Sedano has become the guy here at 710. That's why I cozied up to him.
Oh.
See? Why, five times a day.
Yeah, I leave. He gets put in a position of power.
Yeah.
So in the end... I didn't do
anything.
Well,
and by the way, when there was that morning, when they were on the morning show and I was doing the afternoon show, we all had four shares around here.
We
so
did.
There's that.
Oh,
you know?
God, don't talk about the ratings, please.
Yeah, so, just saying that. But anyway, all right, before we're going to be back in about 3 minutes or so.
And it is a live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap, but today it's Keyshawn, Sedano, and Cap. It is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Mm.
It is also National Licorice Day.
Oh, hate licorice.
I love licorice.
I love
licorice.
Ugh,
and on this day in 2008, this song, the number one hit, Mariah Carey, Touch My Body.
Woo!
Hey, that's now. What Chris says to Key all the time.
Easy.
You gotta stop.
Take Keyshawn, Sedano, and Cap continues
no
now.
No wonder I left. Guys are still at it, huh?
Was she at your draft party, too, Liz, as Tupac was there? And Cap doesn't know that
Who
story.
Who was that, Mariah?
Yeah.
No, but I went to her New Year's Eve party 1 year in New York in like 98.
When you were like 99. Second year in the league?
Second to third year in the league.
Yeah. Tell me this story that you just were talking about.
Oh, at Key's draft party.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can see the picture he's shown us before. It's there's Tupac is there.
Wow.
And, Snoop Dogg, right?
Like, yeah, it was a big draft party I had in 96 at the House of Blues on Sunset. And so it was like, you know, the whole Death Row
Death Row is the label that paid me.
Yeah. So
tell me why
there.
That was. I mean, I don't remember.
It's the city.
No, I got it. But it's 26 years ago. So tell me, like, just because it was like, was it a USC thing? Is it from
it
high school
it was
thing?
An LA thing.
Did you know all those guys like growing up?
Yeah, you know some of them growing up. You know some of them from the entertainment space, USC, all those sort of things. And when I got drafted, it was like the whole city got drafted because obviously being the number one overall pick, going to USC. Have being born and raised here, you know, it was a big deal. I think, you know, we had other professional athletes that was drafted here, but from a pop cultural standpoint early on, not something this stuff that they talking about now, but way back then, I believe it was probably the highest draft of any sport from the city, you know, highest draft pick of any sport from the city. And when you from South Los Angeles, you got all sorts of, friends, right? You just, everybody, we celebrate as one big community.
Right.
And that's kind of, you know, what happened. It's like 2,500
cool.
people there.
Yeah. That, I will tell you, it reminds
like a
me.
Damn what, event. It what, was an event,
right.
but you know.
Yeah. When I was in college, I played ball with Curtis Martin. And in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I was going to say you're from Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he.
You know, I
well, he went
Curtis.
To college
yeah,
there.
That's what I was yeah. telling. Yeah, and yeah. so.
Boy
so,
Wonder is what I called him.
He's from South Florida, but
so,
he went to college.
So I was the guy that would go pick Curtis Martin up every day. And yeah. he lived in what was the tough part of town.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I, you know, here I am, white meat walking into town, you know, driving my white Thunderbird, picking Curtis up at his mom's place. And he had this influence in the community where it was like, see this guy right here? He's coming in every day. Everybody leave this guy alone. He's with me. It's cool. We had a guy one time on our college football team get a car stolen. Curtis said, I'll get it. And the guys were like, what are you talking about? I'll get it. And Curtis went and brought the car back.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I know these stories sound crazy, but the way you're describing what it was for you, Key, back in 96,
yeah.
that is the way Curtis was in Pittsburgh.
Key did the same thing for Paul Hackett once, actually.
What's that?
He got his car back, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he was my head coach, too, you know.
Put them all on flats and crates.
Hey, listen, isn't it amazing? His son is now the coach of the Broncos.
Crazy.
That kid was like a
10-year-old. Was he like a ball boy?
He was a ball boy for me.
I don't remember his son. I'm sure his son was hanging around somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the universe. That's
right,
usually what it is.
Yeah.
You know, Sean McVay worked with
right.
the Bucks.
He was your ball boy.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan was like hanging around. Yeah. They're all running around doing something. Yeah.
For me, it was Gruden. Gruden was like a 23-year-old
oh,
kid.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, who came from Tennessee to Pitt. And that's, I mean.
Year you went to Pitt?
I was there 88 to 92. So, yeah.
So you were there with Louis Johnny Riddick. Majors?
No. Johnny Majors took over. So Hackett got fired my senior year. Johnny Majors took over the next year.
Oh. He was with Louis Riddick.
Yeah, Louis Riddick.
Roommate. Oh, okay.
Louis Riddick, Reuben Brown, Sean Big Gilbert. Room. Sean
yep,
Gilbert,
Sean, Big
you know,
Sean,
right? Ruben. Keith Hamilton,
yep.
Goose.
Keith. Yep.
You know?
So, Key, O'Shea Jackson Jr., our pal, texts me right now. He said, so since Key says we should have gotten DeMar instead of Westbrook, is he saying we should have picked USC instead of UCLA? Fight on. I guess
no,
you said.
No, that's not what I said, cousin.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't say that. Yeah. I said, in LeBron's mind,
right.
does LeBron think?
Oh.
And, you know, O'Shea is my cousin.
I know, right.
And so,
because his mom used to beat you racing, you know, down
oh,
the street.
Yeah, you know yes. the whole story, yes. whatever. Yes. And so what I said is LeBron, in his mind, probably think that they should have kept DeMar
yeah.
instead of going after Westbrook.
Right.
And he will not admit that publicly.
Right.
But in his mind, he's
yeah.
probably thinking
oh,
that.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
By the way, O'Shea went after Russell Westbrook on Twitter in a big way. Did you guys see any
well,
of that?
I thought Russ did not take a lot of accountability yesterday. It felt like he kind of passed the buck on everyone else but himself.
See, I don't feel that way.
Even when he said the thing about LeBron and AD?
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Oh, he was asked, you know, LeBron and AD kept saying, hey, you know, we got to let Russ be Russ. And he
yes.
said his response was, yeah, I don't believe that was true, though.
Okay. So, hearing you say it without actually hearing all of it, I would say that he knows because he's been in the room. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want to take the blame that may be passed to him.
Yeah.
So, he's trying to let everybody know that ain't the case. I said that I want to contribute a certain way, and they were like, no. That's the way that I read it based on what George just said. I read it that way, George. What you just said, it feels like to me that he isn't buying into what LeBron and the company said.
We'll let you hear it, okay? That way you can hear. It's not just me giving you the quote. Go ahead.
But I trust you to a degree.
To a degree. Not 100%. Yeah. 85%.
Yeah, but that wasn't true.
That's what I was going to say.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, did you ever feel like...
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of where we are on the floor, positioning, fit and challenge, trial and error, being able to play with on the floor with each other, finding ways to be able to utilize us to the best of our ability.
But yeah, at the beginning he says, yeah, that wasn't true. Let's be honest.
Yeah, because he knows what the truth is.
But that pissed Laker fans off hearing that.
I'm sure it probably made LeBron mad.
Yeah.
But he also probably knows that he might be one of, what did you call him? You call him strawberry?
Yeah, that's right.
One
strawberry.
Of the Neapolitan,
that's right?
One
right.
Of the
yeah.
Neapolitan
chocolate vanilla
ice
strawberry.
Cream
yes.
that will be gone.
Yes,
and somebody else will replace him. He
right.
probably already knows that.
Right.
So he's already, you know, he's letting
and maybe
know.
He doesn't want to be here either, to be honest.
And
with
now he's probably tired of whatever was going on, passing the buck,
yeah.
blame, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But I don't think from the very beginning he had the kind of personality to ride shotgun. You know what I'm saying? Like I felt from the very beginning.
Good point.
That he was going to have a hard time adjusting to. having to be the second fiddle kind of guy.
KD walked away from Oklahoma City for a reason.
Well, but the thing about LeBron is when LeBron went to Miami, he knew it was Dwayne Wade's team and they were already a championship team. So LeBron was willing to go in there and say, okay, it's your team for now. But then Dwayne Wade was smart enough, I think, to say, but it really should be your team.
Right.
And that's why it all worked. It was
also younger too.
It was never going to be Russell Westbrook's team. It was always going to be LeBron's team.
But I don't think Westbrook ever thought it was going to be his team. He's smart enough to know it ain't his damn team. He's playing with damn LeBron James.
Right. But I think that he just personality wise, the way he's wired, I just don't know that he can be the second guy, the second option, the guy who isn't driving the
car. Well, in this case, he was the third option.
Yeah, I don't know that to be true, man. A lot of times, having been in these positions as a professional athlete, you are told certain things prior to arriving. And when you arrive sometimes, people forget what they told you to get you to arrive. Whether it was general manager LeBron, player LeBron, or the head coach Frank Vogel, or Jeannie Buss, or Rob Pelinka, whatever the case may be, you are oftentimes told one thing. And then something else is done. And even if you told something different, your mind says something different and tell you, oh, they're going to use me this way. Even if they tell you, hey, you know, we're going to let you get some shots up here and there. In your mind, you're thinking, oh, man, they're going to let me shoot the ball all the time. You're not really fully understanding what they're telling you because you're just so giddy and happy to be a part of the LeBron James company. And to realization sets in and you're not doing well. Now, he mentioned also, guys, that there was an issue with Frank Vogel, you know, and the champagne and delivering the champagne to the, I wouldn't have gave Frank Vogel nothing. He got a cup of free water with Nestle's on the side.
It's not Frank Vogel's fault they put this whack-ass team together.
I know that, but I'm saying the relationship between him and Frank Vogel didn't seem like it meshed.
Right.
And then he obviously took that personally. And we don't know the way Frank Vogel may have treated Russell Westbrook, looked at him sideways, walking down the hallway, didn't ever speak to him at the gym. We don't know.
Benched him?
Well, benched him a few times. So a lot of times, a lot of the things that athletes say in the end, when the dust settles, is really their truth.
Oh, I believe that you're right. I mean, but don't you think like a guy like DeMar DeRozan, just using him as an example, or Buddy Hield, these names that we always associate with this move.
Right.
I don't know that they would have been able to sign both of them.
But no, that Magic was wrong about that.
But don't you feel like those guys...
Yeah.
But don't you feel like
those
guys...
I mean, we all
guys,
know Magic is great, but the cap wasn't...
But see, I don't think... Magic said... He said it on our show, actually.
Right, I know. Well, he said, Key, how come you're not here? And then you're like, I'm with the family. He's like, oh, Mama, Matt Laguna. Yeah.
Right, right. We had dinner. Right, yeah, I heard that.
But I think what he was saying is... We could have gotten DeMar DeRozan and the Buddy Hield, but I think he was saying either or, but he, you know, Magic was just talking.
Either way, those two guys would have come to the Lakers and been like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. I'm on a team with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and they won a championship a year. I'm so happy to be here. Whereas I feel like Russ felt like, I'm bringing everything I've already done in this league, and everybody here needs to respect it.
I remember Russ's introductory press conference. He talked about, and I was like, wow, that's a great story. He talked about being like a 9-year-old kid skipping school, going to the parade for Shaq and Kobe and all that. I think Russ wanted it to work. I don't think there's any question about that.
No, I'm saying.
I just think that Russ's skills diminished ever so slightly, and when your game depends on athleticism, I think that that hurts you a little bit.
I think it's all inner wiring.
It could be part of that.
But his athleticism is still there. He's still getting to the cup. He's still flushing.
Yeah, but here's the difference.
He's still blowing past people.
So I'm going to tell you, because I know you love this type of stuff. I'm going to tell you what a Hall of Fame, former Hall of Fame player told me about this, who will remain nameless, okay? He told me.
What was his name?
This former Hall of Fame player who will remain
nameless. What's his name?
Come on. Who will remain nameless.
Say it. Okay. Come on.
I'll tell you in the break. Right. How about that? So this person said to me that the half step that he may have lost is the difference from him exploding past everyone in transition to the basket and yamming it on everyone and being right there with guys as guys are there with him, being able to swipe the ball away from him, being able to block his shot. That little half step has been the difference. And when you watch him, that's true. In the past, when you watched Westbrook, he was ahead of the pack. Right when he was running down the floor. And this year when you watched him, guys were right there with
him. But that could be a couple of things, right? Some of the games that I watched, he was blowing past people. But it also could be when you are unaware of what's going on, you play slower because you're trying to get a feel for
you're
whatever
thinking.
You're thinking. You're out there
Perhaps.
Thinking. I don't know what's going on right now, so I'm moving different than I would if I knew. I mean, it happens in football. If I know the route I'm running, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get you. But yeah. if I don't know, you're going to be all over me because I'm right. thinking, okay, should I break here? Should yeah. I break there? Maybe that was what's going on with you. Right. We don't know.
Right.
I still think he got something left in him. It may not be for the Lakers, but I think he got something left in him.
I don't know. I don't know, Keith.
Dude, you can't.
I mean, what's left in him?
Almost called you George Sonano.
Yeah, what's left in him? Like, what is that for you?
Better than what I've seen this past year.
Sure.
So you can't look at that, what we just did, that he put on display, and think he forgot how to play basketball.
But
you can't look at that.
No, I don't think that. I think if you put him on a team where he can get the majority of the shots, he's probably.
Yeah, but I don't want him getting the majority of the shots.
I know, but what I'm saying is he can put up numbers and be on a team that's like 500-ish, but I don't think he's like the guy that we saw in Oklahoma City 4 or 5 years ago that won the MVP. I don't think he could be that.
Either way,
yeah,
he puts up numbers and doesn't
win. The MVP, they didn't have anything except him.
Right, but that.
But that I don't want that guy because I can't win anything with that guy.
Right.
That is exactly the point. He doesn't. He's not a championship player.
In all honesty, I honestly think if they hold on to him, that those three guys, if they stay healthy, get their chemistry down, put some pieces around them, that they're going to be all right.
I hope that happens. I hope that happens.
So.
I
want Russell Westbrook back.
I don't think he'll be here.
I want
Both
him back.
Goose can still shoot. Okay, he can't shoot.
Right.
He ain't never been able to shoot.
Right.
He goes to the cup, he flushes, he does those things in transition, he blows past you, all that. He distributes the ball too now.
Yeah.
He's a good ball distributor. LeBron can shoot. I don't care what nobody say.
He can?
He can shoot. You know, some people say he can't shoot.
I mean, whatever.
You know how that goes, right?
Yeah.
AD can still shoot. I mean, he can shoot.
When he's healthy.
When his fingernail is healthy, right? So, you got those two dudes. You get a couple little ancillary pieces to go around that.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine.
Get a little Malik Monk here, right?
No.
Yeah, I'm saying. Maybe you make a move for John Wall. Maybe John Wall is better than what we thought.
I would have made the move for John Wall at the deadline. I think he's better than Russ at this stage, even though he hasn't played
a year. He probably is to a degree,
but
they weren't. But they were not. The Lakers weren't giving up the 27th pick.
He could defend. All right, we got to be back in 90 seconds. Laura's telling me to wrap, and I always listen to her. See, I may not have always listened to you, but I definitely listen to her. So we're back in 90 seconds.
The worst.